Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you buy a picture of Marga?
Yeah, we got it from Mia.
Yeah,
Diamia. We got it from Diamia.
Marga from Mia.
Yeah. My number one number one comment to my wife all afternoon Sunday was, that topper. Topper. Put a topper on it.
Tiffin's has a bee in the window. It's very clean.
What does that mean? What?
Well, it's not an A, but it's still a pass. I'm kidding.
Are you talking about like a health care?
it's animal kingdom.
It's
a bunch of animals. Filthy animals.
So stressed out
about it. It's like a wet market.
Everybody pile. How about this? What if you just gently stopped the bike, stopped your nephew, looked over and go, that's not my son. That's my brother's son. You incredible, insensitive a**hole.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, Rob, can you turn that down for a second?
Yeah.
I got a new opening I want to show you. Here we go.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
Hey.
Oh, hey. I'm not doing that to hurt your feelings.
Hey.
I just thought it would be fun to do it again. Turn off the opening music,
okay,
please,
music
for a second.
Okay, music is gone, yeah.
Here we go. It's this.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Oh, I'm just mixing it. What? Now, why is that bothering you?
When you remember in the first movie, Maverick was sort of a class clown. So
right,
that's,
here we go. Let's try another
one
combination.
More, please.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
I see dead people.
Oh, spoiler alert.
What's wrong with you?
$300 million global box office.
He loves success, Mike.
Smash
he does.
Hit.
He can't make fun of it. Don't make fun of somebody who's successful.
That's right.
God forbid.
You know what'd be great is if Jimmy Fallon went in and saw that movie.
God. How's your vacation going? Does your family love you yet?
They're thoroughly annoyed that I'm still doing this show.
Why?
Don't do the show. Go. Rob and I will do the show.
No, I told them they don't have to pay my mortgage.
I don't need the guilt trip. I don't need the guilt trip.
I'm okay. I said
I'm
you
not
don't pay.
I'm not doing any shows next week.
Mike,
I'm going to Disney World.
I said, you all
what?
Are not paying my mortgage. And
did you say it like Bane like that?
Yeah, my mortgage. And I will.
Don't you understand I have obligations?
I don't know what it feels like.
Oh, Bane is supposed to be done with an empty cup.
To own two homes.
I would like to know what that feels like one day. Look, we have a talking head.
We do.
Yeah. I have a full plate. You are incidental to today's show.
Mike,
Carrie's going under the knife.
Yeah.
I have
I'm being realistic about it because I would be angry.
I'm not angry.
I would not.
I love
no, but
doing
I would
the show.
Be. I would be. No, I wouldn't want to. Not want to. Downtime is downtime, and having the freedom of the obligation. You should be on vacation.
Yeah, you should be a resident.
You're going to be off. You're going to be off Thursday and Friday, right?
Done.
Friday and Friday.
You should be a resident.
I'll take Thursday and Friday. Head over to Downtime Abbey.
That's where you need to live for the the next few hours.
We went to Best Buy. I have a hardwired connection now. I love it. We're good to go.
Okay, microphone sounds a little iffy, but that's the headset.
What's it like when you go to the Kennedy Best Buy up there?
They actually take their time with you. They said, "Would you like an Ethernet that's going to last you 2 years?"
Hugs are great.
We have a cooler of Coca-Cola for an impulse buy when you leave. One bottle for $2.
What I would recommend is you would take the smiley face over in the corner over there and make sure you follow the... we've got a very wonderful sale on men's T-shirts.
that you'd like to have.
You're thinking, Mr. Kennedy, you're thinking of Walmart. He went to Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Oh, Best Buy. Best Buy doesn't have any.
We have removed all compact discs and replaced them with blenders.
Your camera's got to be adjusted. It looks like you're sitting on it. No, Rob's camera.
It's low.
At least the one I see.
Yeah. We don't see the TMOS.
It's the whole thing looks screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, we've only done the shows in that.
We're getting more zoom on him. I'll get the letters.
How about
in
less
there.
Zoom on him?
Yeah.
He keeps sinking.
Pull back to Cleveland.
Yeah, can you sit up like you lost 100 pounds?
Are you sitting like RJ in the chair?
Yes, exactly.
Carla set out to do today. That's what Carla accuses me of sitting like RJ.
No, I actually am sitting quite nicely. Thank you.
Can you raise the chair a little bit? You got a big torso. You can do this.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
Well, I don't know.
Sometimes in my life, when I raise a chair,
just
it
looks
sits
different.
Back down.
It looks different. We noticed little changes. Hey, so Oscar, are you enjoying your holiday at all? I mean, what did you do today? Anything fun?
We went to Home Depot in the morning to pick up some more supplies.
What did you get?
We got a new drain for in the outdoor shower.
Oh, you know what that is, Mike? That's probably a French drain.
So New England. That is so New England, the outdoor shower.
The French drain.
They all have boners for the outdoor shower in New England.
The French drain outside
is draining slow. No, you would think, calm down, Rob. Rob, you might be, adjust the meds a little bit, all right? I can't handle it. We're going to have to do two shows together this week. So please, dial the meds in.
Maybe it's your meds, Mike.
No, it's not my meds.
Let's meet in the middle.
Yeah, domo arigato, Mr. Interrupto. All right. Yesterday was out of my mind.
Didn't show. You
know? Especially with the commercials. I don't need any help. Anyway, getting back to your vacation. What is it with the outdoor showers in New England homes? What is it with they went on a run with all these, and it's like all these hairy guys talking about how much they love to shower outdoors.
It's a Jersey thing too, because I used to go to the beach in New Jersey, and every house had one. And then I've also heard that there are people that really praise the beauty of taking an outside shower and drinking an outside shower beer.
The outdoor showers, I think, is built up around getting all the sand off your person before you get back in the house.
We don't have any sand up in Maine. We have salt water. But I remember coming to my sister's house, and my niece's husband, who's, you know, done very nice things for me. He's a super nice guy, but he just has absolutely no shame whatsoever. And he's richer than Jesus, and he's running around, and we arrive at their house, and there he is. And I know he timed it that way to be taking the shower, which is right next to the side door that everybody entered. He's like, "Hey, how are you?" Like, with soap in his hair. And I know that on the other side of, like, the plywood are his balls hanging out, you know. And it was just
well, at least they didn't go for, like, lattice work, where if you looked real hard, you could see it.
I just, the appeal, there's a stinky element to there's a slimy element to the outdoor shower.
Agreed.
I've never been a fan. I didn't like him at, you know, when I was a camp counselor. I don't like him now, but you got one of those here for the beach?
It's outside, right. And then the big to-do on the block, and this is why my family hates me, because if you tell me, I'll tell everybody, is that two Adirondack chairs have gone missing in the neighborhood from someone's yard.
Someone else, not your yard.
Not our yard.
This is quite a theft, because they are not light.
No, well, some of them can be, but you're right. Most of the time, they're not. They're really not. They don't make them like they used to. So they're not that.
I bet in the neighborhood Oscar's in. I bet in Oscar's neighborhood right now, they make them like they used to.
Oh, we
made
have
of teak,
ton.
If I'm not mistaken. First season where
pine. You can make them out of pine.
Anything too. Has been absconded with. There's a sign that says "private driveway" at the entrance to this neighborhood, which I think most people will turn around. I certainly did, and I knew where I was going. I said, "Oh,
or
this is where they
live." Some people like Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern will drive into the neighborhood and steal Adirondack chairs.
Yeah, you should put up a sign that says, "Please don't steal our chairs." You have to be specific,
because they get into like that. Ooh, excuse my language.
What
sorry about that. they get into that stuff. up in those New England, you know.
There was a meeting of the minds, and I respect people's caring about their property, but the amount of security camera footage that is shared on this one thread is, it's like they're, I guess the show is Columbo.
Yeah.
They're all getting together to figure out what truck rolled on through at 3 a.m. and picked these up, and I said, if we just took this power, like potheads do, to figure out how to get high, if the, if these wealthy one percenters, not me, them, took this power and this time and put it to some charity, what could we change? What could we change?
I risk, even though it's my second year with not being up in the wilds of New England.
So you're not a person of interest in this case, Mike.
But I would have to say, my buddy Zach, the lobsterman,
yeah,
who's up there,
lobster,
who's my friend. And we commiserate on the summer people all the time, and I would love to get him on sometime just to talk about the entire deal up there. You know, it's just like we were launching our boat, and the workmen were coming down there, and they were and all these traps up on the bit. I mean, it's just the things people care about. And the tone deafness,
Mike,
is, you know,
there was three cars deep at the launching ramp this morning, and frankly, I just don't have the time.
It was weird.
I shouldn't say this, and this will probably be the last time I'm ever invited back. So mark this in your calendar as the last time you heard me from Cape Cod or heard me going to Cape Cod.
Yes.
But there has been no less than five occasions where I have been in front of my brother's home where everybody thinks I'm my brother.
So you'd say, hello, hello, Jose, how are you?
They
nice
say,
to see you.
Doctor, they wave as they're walking by, and I wave awkwardly back because I don't know how to address this or if this is the proper time.
You're not wearing like a lab coat, are you?
No.
Or a reflector?
And then after, this is the real win, after I've met a handful of people that have my brother has introduced me to, and then again, I'm alone out front or on the side of the house, you know, working on the house as I'd like to help. They walk by, doctor, afternoon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were his brother. You two look so similar.
Mm. And you're so well spoken.
You have his
skin.
By
the way, Jose and Oscar don't look anything
not
alike.
At all. Not at all.
I mean, not even in the
close.
Same ballpark.
Not close.
Excuse me, doctor. Have you seen any Adirondack chairs on the loose?
It's the you know, look, Middle America talks about it, gets people elected, talking about the elite.
Yep,
you know something. By the way, for all my Democratic liberal friends out there, if you really want to gather an understanding of the fact that liberals can be a-holes too. Spend some time in New England.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to figure out the whole deal. Where it's just I call it the PS rule. The PS rule. People suck.
Oh, people suck.
People mm-hmm. suck. That's
I was
but you know,
riding bikes with my nephew.
Right.
Just because that's what you do as an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't look like my brother, except for that we're both Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor,
are you implying that they have a drink when they're walking?
Yes. Yeah. Look at him go. Last summer, he still had training wheels. You must be so proud.
And you haven't corrected yet.
Is it the time and place? I don't think it's the time and place.
Yeah. What's the point?
How about this? What if you just gently stopped the bike, stopped your nephew, looked over and go, that's not my son. That's my brother's son. You incredible, insensitive asshole.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
There are two Latinos on this block for the week.
Are you afraid that if you determine the fact that it's not your son, will you be accused of kidnapping?
Well, that makes sense that the Adirondack chairs are gone now.
That's true. Jeez,
I'm sure that's the big controversy. All right, let's bring our talking head in, shall we? This is Scott Spindler, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is, I'm just going to read it as, Oscar, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. All right. It says, talking head, Scott Spindler. And then I will read the first sentence that was written for me.
Oh, no!
You're so quick with a line, Rob.
Oh.
Steve has been with us since April of 1996. Is it Steve or Scott?
It's Scott, and this is the first typo I have had since February.
Yeah, and you're sober. Killing.
I am. I am stone cold sober. Pony rejoices.
Do we still do that?
Can somebody turn Rob's volume down to me a little bit?
Sure.
It's too loud. Scott has been with us since April of 1996 and has listened ever since. Even better, he has been with the podcast since day one. He is a native Pennsylvanian who first found the show when he was a teacher in Prince George's County and living in Waldorf. Lovely. That's Rob that wrote that. See, Rob wrote that. Rob wrote lovely. That's a Waldorf dig. Scott now lives in Mays, Pennsylvania, with his wife of 29 years, Lisa, and another cat.
Yeah.
And a cat named Nayla. His daughter, Lauren, is a rising sophomore at Chatham University. He was first attracted to the show by One Words.
One word.
No, it says...
I know, Mike.
He was first attracted to the show by... Oscar, is he drinking again?
Now we got to get him a coach, check things out.
If I was drinking, I'd be much happier right now.
He was first attracted to the show by one word, lesbians. Huh. It was a different time.
It was.
For the last 15 years, he has worked as a customer support manager for Carnegie Learning. He was at Disney World 2 weeks ago. I can't wait to talk to him. And can entertain Mike's questions. I got a bunch. Fun fact, went to the same college. He went to the same college?
Yeah.
Did you do this yesterday before you left the office, or did you do it at like 2 in the morning?
No, I did this actually before the show yesterday. And Mike, the fun fact is actually, it's not he. It's just he went, it's a fun fact, went to the same college at, I purposely wrote it like that.
Okay. He went to the same college at the same time as Jim Amato, but they wouldn't meet up until later in life. Favorite podcast moment, Oscar's breakup story with Property Destruction. You mean the laptop, Scott?
No, yeah.
Me too.
It's a sad
probably
time
one
of my
all-time favorites. Favorite impressions, Colonel Harry Potter. Man, still hear that. Jack Cassidy and Charlie. Favorite thing about TMOS, he loves that TMOS is part of his daily routine. And find some of the good deeds that it has done are astounding, especially what we helped do with helping Haitian Angels, one of my proudest moments. I was so thrilled with our listening audience there. And he was nearly a genius. Intrigued? You should be. Now here's Steve. You did it again down at the end.
I have no idea what was in my head yesterday. I am so sorry, Scott.
You know, it's funny. I get Steve often for whatever reason. I don't know if I have a Steve face, but it happens.
You look like a Scott to me.
Yeah, you're Scott.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's great to have you on the show, and congratulations on raising a daughter who is now a college student. I think you should be very proud of that accomplishment. I'm hoping be alive when that happens, if my son. You know, we're kind of changing paths with him educationally next year. We're in the middle of working on that right now.
Oh,
might
exciting.
Be moving him into a different school down here, you know, but we'll see what happens. So I have to get right to the Disney thing. So you took a pilgrimage 2 weeks ago. I have been getting inundated with emails telling me about the crowd scene at Disney. Was it as bat-ass crazy when you were there, or please tell me it wasn't. Maybe it was manageable. I don't know. Just how was your experience?
I mean, I didn't think it was bad, whatever you said. I've been there, you know, obviously before the pandemic, back in 2013 was the last time, and it was much more crowded then. I mean, the key thing, there are resources online that give you what are called crowd calendars that you can actually plan. Like, I literally used the calendar to plan which park I made a reservation at to be at the one that theoretically had the lower crowd for that day, and then did the park hopper and bounced over to, you know, whatever park we wanted to go to later. Right now, the park that stays open the latest is the Magic Kingdom. It stays open till 11 o'clock every night. So we would hit, you know, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Disney Studios, close it, till 9 o'clock and then jump over to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, so you're an all-inner. You're an all-in. You're like the whole day.
We're not the rope dropper like you were talking yesterday.
So you don't get there when the gates open.
No, we like to sleep in. So I would get up early, like 7 o'clock, hit the Disney, the Genie Plus schedule, you know, the Lightning Lane ride I wanted to do and one other ride through the Genie Plus, have that all ready to go, and then hit the park running, you know, 10:30-ish. I mean, and we were there for 4 days, and we rode everything that we wanted to ride at all four parks in that amount of time.
Am I a rube? I don't know what Genie Plus is. I don't know what Lightning
Genie
Lane
Plus is.
Is
on the app that doesn't work on my phone.
Oh.
I mean, all I'm trying to do, and I was trying to do this all morning today.
Yes.
By the way, somebody said make a dinner reservation later on. Don't do it 7 months in advance. Do it when you get closer. I made one today for Animal Kingdom. I forgot the name of the joint that I'm going to, but it was an Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
like one of the. Wait, hold on.
I think it's called Roar.
It was.
No, that's the Gentleman's Club in Animal Kingdom.
I don't have it. I don't have it in my
feeding tree.
It's not, no. It was called something Tinder or something. Not Tinder.
Isn't it?
Is that on your phone?
Walt's Undercooked Palace.
I have been trying to link my reservations with my app for Disney
Experience,
and they tell me. Yeah, my Disney experience, and they tell me I've already done it.
Okay.
And so I'm in my app right now.
Burger Shack?
Yak and Yeti is one of the restaurants. We actually ate there once. It's pretty nice if that's what... I mean, there aren't a ton of restaurants that you can do reservations for in Animal Kingdom proper, but Yak and Yeti is definitely one of them. And there is another one. It does start with a T. It's very nice. And I can't pull the name, but we walked by it a couple different times.
Tasmanian chicken tenders?
Is it the Yak and the Yeti, the one where they cook the steaks table side?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, they bring the actual whole steer.
Oh, yeah.
Just type the ID code on the ticket or scan it. And then when I do that, Sid, your account is already linked.
Yeah.
That's what it tells me. So I don't know what to do. Do you have any solutions for that?
Well, not that we could solve in this amount of time, but I'd be happy to talk with you offline about that. I mean, the key thing...
I don't really want to do that.
He's a tech guy, though. He's a tech guy.
I am a tech guy. It's what I do.
I would love you to hang around. I will call you after the show. I will call you after the show. I'm just being funny.
But everything is so deeply ingrained in your phone. I mean, you're ordering, if you're not doing a reservation sit-down meal, you're ordering your phone, you're ordering your food through your phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you place your order through your phone, and it's ready to pick up. I mean, it's actually a very amazing system.
Efficient.
It's far better than standing in line, you know, 20 people deep, waiting to place an order. You place it on the phone. It's like going to Panera and placing your order through the Panera app ahead of time and just walking in and grabbing it. I mean, it's fabulous. But with that being said, since everything is so deep with the phone, if you don't have a charging block for your phone, will be dead by noon if you don't have a backup charging device.
Oh, good point.
To put on your phone. This is actually an Apple.
I don't want to go. I just don't want to go.
Don't they sell? They probably sell charging blocks at the gift store, Mike.
They do. It's $30.
You can get
them. And what's kind of neat, you can recycle them. So once you buy the $30, they have a machine where basically you deposit the dead one, you get another one. But we brought our own. But you definitely have to have something to keep your phone charged.
You need some juice.
Because it's so dependent on it.
Mm. All right, I'm going through right now. I got sign in. God, passcode. Swear to God, it's like we're trying to negotiate some sort of peace talks with the detail that's on this crap.
While the mouse wants to make sure that you're well secure.
The Disney experience.
Day one, I got your Magic Kingdom, all right? And by the way, I'm sorry to make it all about me, but I'm starting to get tremendous anxiety, and the week is running out. Wednesday, I've got Epcot, all right?
Okay.
And oh, by the way, we're going to a restaurant, a real nice one. Is Disney Springs close to?
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
is to
what? Is it close to what? I mean, Disney
what was
Springs
the oh
the
no? What was the
area.
Oh no? What the hell was the
and
oh no
tons
about?
Of restaurants.
Disney Springs, and I've been there because I'm a Rube. Is Rube Central?
Isn't that like
but
the
I mean,
mall?
That's the
that's
restaurant.
Close?
That's the yeah. really good. We're yeah. going to the Asian.
We went there. It's Morimoto. Yes, it's awesome. You'll love it.
Huh? So we what do you think there. Of that? How about that? Yeah. Huh? That's good.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he's talking about the setting, though. Because I think, as I recall, Disney Springs, Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, is sort of designed to get people off the main property.
Yeah, it's free. It's not part of the park, but it's part of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good restaurant. It's one of the, right?
Yeah.
Is it? Is
yeah.
it not,
yeah.
Scott?
Absolutely. And I mean, there are tons of restaurants and bars at Disney Springs, and they just reimagined the whole one end of it. It used to be, the one section used to be Paradise Island, which had all these like bars.
I remember that.
And
yeah,
stuff
I remember
like that.
Back in the '60s when I did my shows there. I remember. Hey, so the place in the Animal Kingdom we're going to is called Tiffin's.
Yes.
Have you heard of it? Good.
Yes. I haven't been, but it looked amazing.
Okay, that's it. That's all I need. I'm good. And then we're gonna go to the volcano place in Epcot, and that's it. We don't need to go to any of the restaurants. That's that
Tiffin's has a
covered.
Bee in the window. It's very clean.
What does that mean? What?
Well, it's not an A, but it's still a pass. I'm kidding.
Are you talking about like a health care?
Yes, it's Animal Kingdom.
What a bunch
of animals. Trophy animals.
So stressed out
it's
about
it. It's like a wet market.
Everybody pile. Everybody pile. All right, so... you know what? I'll talk to you about how to maybe get the thing. What I wanted to do was put everything on my phone. And I don't,
yes.
I'm not, I'm looking at my computer. It's got all my itinerary and everything.
Right.
What are you laughing at now? What are you chuckling at now?
The lady will have the bat and a Coke with no ice.
The medium
oh
rare.
My God. So what is Carnegie Learning? What you do right now. Is that like Dale Carnegie? Is that what it is? Or
no, we actually started out as a research experiment at Carnegie Mellon with a product called the Cognitive Tutor. It was a math application that actually analyzed how students attack math problems, which we then turned into an application, combined it with textbooks, a consumable textbook, a full math curriculum. And over the course of the last two or 3 years, we have grown substantially, expanding our portfolio to cover world language, ELA, computer science, reading. So we've expanded dramatically in the 15, like literally in the last 3 years. But when I started, we were strictly math content and curriculum. And you know, basically prior to working there, working in Prince George's County, I was a classroom teacher for 9 years, was a school-based technology coordinator for three, and then a district-wide for a year and a half. So the education technology fusion, my experience there going into, you know, the corporate side of it, at Carnegie Learning, it just kind of, came together for me when we came back to Pennsylvania from Maryland.
You're a very polite man. So basically, when I said Dale Carnegie, that was just a massive insult that I gave you. I'm sorry about that. That's a kind of a hack Tony Robbins organization that, you know, with that, you know, so did you teach math when you were in the school system, in PG?
I was mostly elementary school. So obviously teaching elementary school taught math, but not at the level that our curriculum, our curriculum mostly is sixth grade up through Algebra 2. We did just acquire a elementary curriculum that covers K through 5. So, but yes, I taught elementary level math, but it was always ironic. Math was not my favorite subject in high school. And I often felt that if I had had the product that we sell or the curriculum the way we teach it, I would have been much better in math. Our strategy is much more about a student-centered classroom where it's not the sage on stage where you have a teacher writing a zillion notes up on a board and you're copying and doing problems
right.
until your fingers fall off. It's about the students really taking in the math, understanding the math, discussing the math, and really having a strong understanding of it, as opposed to just rote memory and skill and drill and just not really understanding why the math is the math.
You know, it's just such a thrill for me when we do this segment, when we meet people from, you know, great lines of work like you have done. I'm fascinated by the last sentence here that said he was nearly a genius. You sound like a very intelligent man. And I'm just wondering, nearly a genius. How does that go down? How does that work out?
So going back to my teaching days in Prince George's County, I had been in the classroom for about 9 years. And I was getting to the point where I was kind of burned out. And this was just as Apple was getting ready to open their stores. And I had been recruited to join the store that at the time they couldn't tell me because of non-disclosure
because
where
it's
that
Apple.
Store was going to be.
Yeah.
Because it's Apple.
Right.
You know, we like to keep secrets. So I had gone all the way up to the point where they were ready to offer me a genius position. And when they finally told me that the store was going to be in Tyson's Corner, and I lived in Waldorf, I wasn't going to move for a job in a mall. And at that time, you know, everybody thought Apple was crazy for opening stores in the first place. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gateway had just closed all their stores. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going to roll the dice. But my principal understood that I was ready for a change and was willing to basically end my teaching career to make that change. And she actually
Let me out.
So she created the school-based technology position for me to basically keep me in the building. So that's how that in the end it all worked out. That would have been interesting. I often wonder what would have happened if I would have gone the other way. But
a quick sidebar. Well, congratulations, by the way. I think you clearly made the right decision. Just a note about that Tyson's Corner store. It was the first ever Apple store. So this
was it really?
The first Apple store where, by the way, Steve Jobs was at for its opening. That's how nascent and early this Apple store was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They opened two, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And Tyson's was the first to open because it was on the East Coast. Yeah.
And Scott, this is sort of a leading question, but I did want you to get this story in. You've been to Disney several times. Can you tell us about your brush with greatness? You had it on a Disney ride.
Yes. Yeah, so
because this is a ride Mike has not mentioned, and he definitely should enjoy it.
Absolutely, really? Yes. So there's a ride at Epcot called Soarin', and it basically gives you the opportunity to what feels like you're on a hang glider, and you're basically soaring. You're flying, and this was back in 2013. So at that time, my daughter was 10, and we're coming off the ride, and we're walking out, and you know, big. Giant group of people. And I kind of look up and there's this very tall man walking in front of me. And I'm like, wow, he should be somebody if he isn't. I mean, you're just gigantic. And I get a little closer and I'm like, oh my God, that's Kurt Warner. And Kurt Warner was on Soarin' with his family.
That's a great
and
celebrity.
We all walked off the ride together. And my only other celeb, years ago, I was trying on shoes at the Nordstrom in Annapolis and happened to be sitting back to back with Gopher from the Love Boat.
Oh, Fred Grandy.
Yeah, Fred Grandy. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I used to ride up in the elevator with Fred Grandy, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because he was on WMAL.
Yeah.
And I think he got blown out before I did. I don't know. I think he got fired. I'm not sure.
Well,
they fired
offered
everybody.
Him. They partnered. They offered him a partnership with Kirk McEwen.
No.
I think they fired everybody there eventually. But that's it.
Mike, hey, Soarin', Scott, real quick. I just want to tell you about Soarin'. It was one of the most impressive rides that we did.
Is it Soarin' or Soaring?
Soarin' with Soarin'. An apostrophe N at the end. But there's one extraordinary. They actually.
I want to go to the ride that's called Drinkin'.
Drinkin'. That's,
no, I'm just
you're gonna
kidding.
Have a hard time with
around the world at Epcot. That is the thing.
That's the place.
You drink around the world at Epcot.
No.
Absolutely.
No, I'm with my 8-year-old. I know it's not going to be a big part of what we do. And Carla has already laid down the law as far as like my nutritionist stuff. You know, it's like. By the way, we're still going to be careful. And I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy vacation.
Mouse bites.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, it's gonna be. Scott, before we let you go, anybody you want to say hello to?
Absolutely. Shout out to my wife of 29 years, as you mentioned. We literally just celebrated that anniversary this past Sunday. and a very happy birthday to my daughter, Lauren, who will be turning 19 at the end of the month. So it's been a pleasure joining you guys. Kind of a dream come true. You know, another opportunity to be with greatness and a memory that I'll cherish forever.
Oh, you're wow. Very, very kind. And hi to Lisa and hi to Lauren and your cat, Nayla. You know, be careful. They suck the breath right out of you you're sleeping.
Kill
you know?
A baby.
When,
he used to have three kids.
At me, I'm thinking that.
Scott, it was a pleasure. Good talking to you. Thanks so much. Another fantastic edition of our Talking Head. God, I never dreamed I'd love this segment. Thank you, Scott. Thank you. We appreciate that. We will take a very short break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got the homepage for ye right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I really want to go to Disney now, everybody.
It's your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's freaking unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the All-You-Can-Eat Kiss concert.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When it comes to shoes, they got to feel as good as they look. Rothy's knits style and comfort into every pair of super soft, perfectly cushioned sneakers. Their signature sneaker has that classically cool look that goes with everything. The perfect mix of casual and elevated. Their one-of-a-kind driving loafers come in classic colors and eye-catching patterns. I got two pairs.
Yeah.
Made for the modern man. Men's Health said they were wowed by the sleek, upcycled shoes that look just as great as they feel. Plus, they are all sustainably made, machine washable, and built to last. I love that you don't need to break them in and that they're incredibly versatile. Wear them with a suit, sweatpants, or anything in between.
Look at that.
We all love our... There they are. There, sounds like somebody's opening a suitcase. There, he's got his Rothy sneakers right there. They look amazing. Find out what all the hype is about. Discover your new favorite pair of shoes and get $20 off your first purchase at Rothys.com/TMOS. And Rob's showing his, too. He's got his boots there.
I love these. I have never once in my life gotten a compliment on footwear until I wore these. These look
That's
great.
Rothys.com/TMOS for $20 off your first order. And thank you, Rothy's. We love them. You will too, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And we start with Owen Wilson. I was watching over the weekend Meet the Parents, and I hadn't watched it in a while.
Wow.
I forgot what a funny movie it was. I'd have to say Jesus Christ. It's really my only Owen Wilson movie that I really like.
I carved this for you
from one piece of wood. He was the victim of grand theft over the holiday weekend. The tires and rims of his Tesla were stolen right in front of his house in Santa Monica. That's where Owen was.
But they left
left
the Adirondack chairs?
Yes, they did. Owen woke up Sunday morning to find them gone. He's looking at about $4,000 in losses. No arrests have been made, but police are looking at neighborhood security cameras for any leads. Unfortunately, this has become pretty common in the area. So sorry about that, Owen. We apologize, but that's all there is
to it. Has someone checked on Luke Wilson? He might have been the one who did it.
In the D.C. area, there are cars, at least 10 a day in the DMV, that are literally having their rims and their tires stolen overnight. Camrys, Accords, any Mazdas, they're gone.
Did you see the news story about the guy? They opened up his storage locker and he had like 600 catalytic converters that he stole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the new economy, the haves and the have-nots. That's going to happen more often. That's just the way it's going to go. The first part of Stranger Things Season 4 broke the record for biggest premiere for an English language series. It had 286.8 million hours of view time. The second season of Bridgerton previously held the record with 193 million hours. All four seasons of Stranger Things were in the top five for the week of May 23rd to the 30th. A lot of people probably went back for a refresher since it had been almost 3 years since season three. You boys both watching it? I don't watch it anymore.
I haven't watched it because Robert asked me to wait and watch it with him.
Okay,
but we finished up Ozark. I thought that was Very entertaining until the
really
last
terrific.
Scene.
Just,
yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Just started it last night, and it is in 4K, Mike. 4K.
Ooh, yeah. Might have to check that out, but I'd have to have a refresher just to remember all the things. I kind of remember one, and then the other two seasons. It's far from the NFL, but there is a professional football organization. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called the Fan-Controlled Football League. I've never heard of this. It's a crazy indoor league where fans vote in real time on what plays the offense should run. Sounds kind of fun. They also decide the outcome of instant replay reviews, and some actual former NFL stars have played, like Johnny Manziel and Terrell Owens, but they're not important right now. Jason Stewart is. Jason was the quarterback for a team called the Zappers. Until he threw a touchdown pass last week and celebrated by pulling a joint out of his pants.
Out of his what?
Out of his pants, lighting it and taking a hit. Well, Jason got fired, but only on a technicality, because the FCF, as it's called, actually supports players' responsible use of cannabis, but it's still illegal in Georgia, where all the games are played, and smoking is banned in the arena they play in, so Jason had to go. He's not sweating it, though. He tweeted that he's doing just fine in life off the field, and it was a blessing to play again. So there's that. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Breaking news, this just in, they've reached a verdict in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
Turn the music down. Let's hold on. Let me give it to you. Do you have it?
I have it.
All right, hold on. Timpani, please.
Johnny Depp prevailed in his 3 counts of defamation against Amber Heard and was awarded $15 million. Amber Heard won on her countersuit and was awarded $2 million. So Johnny Depp nets $13 million in the case.
There it is. Okay, people, get out of Fairfax. Yeah. Go back to your crazy land.
Take your llamas back to Hollywood.
Yeah, take your llamas. Get your Shell Lopez strips.
There's
got
to be something, someplace for them to go into Fairfax, like Fuddruckers or something.
God, please just leave. They want you out of there.
Get
out. That's good news for Depp, and you kind of knew it was going to go in that direction. There have been studies that have said that coffee drinking is good for you. But usually when that's the case, they note that it's for regular coffee, not sugary coffee, until now.
Oh.
Researchers in China studied more than 170,000 people in the UK over 7 years, and they found that moderate consumption of unsweetened and sugar-sweetened coffee was associated with lower risk for death. The average age of the people in the study was 56, and at the beginning of all the studies, the participants were healthy without known cardiovascular disease or cancer. And for the record, it was conducted in the decade before the pandemic.
Well,
the people who drank one.
Who are these people that are dying at 56?
Why don't you get a mirror?
Oh.
Anyway,
you see what we did there, Oscar, is called comedy.
The people who drank 1.5 to 3.5 cups of unsweetened coffee regularly were 15 to 21% less likely to die than those who didn't. And the people who drank lightly sweetened coffee every day were 29 to 31% less likely to die. These are amazing statistics.
Yeah.
Lightly sweetened on average was 1 spoonful of sugar, and that's real sugar. The results were inconclusive for the people who added artificial sweeteners to their coffee. Now, would that count for
Splenda?
Non-artificial fake, like stevia or something like that?
I understand, though, if you already use 1 teaspoon of sugar, it does help the medicine go down.
Thank you.
I like putting honey in my stuff.
In coffee?
Oh, honey, that's it's a great sweetener. Yeah. Have you ever done it?
Ooh, I like it in tea, but I don't think it goes in so well in coffee.
Oh, anything you want to sweeten. Yeah, honey will be great.
Yeah.
Have you put honey in coffee?
No.
I was asking Oscar. Honey in coffee?
Of course. It's a Bolivian go-to.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'd have to try that.
I thought you were known as the Bolivian go-to.
There have been studies that... hey, Mike, why don't you print the same story 2 times in a row?
Well, it's very important.
They're just trees.
Yeah, way to go. Thought you could get a clean skate, didn't you, huh?
Skate.
Didn't you get a clean skate, huh? Well, sometimes that happens when you're not paying attention. Why don't you just leave a door open so you can hear things that are printing, you dumbass. Get your act together. I really get my act together. I worked really hard putting this together. Oh, you worked really hard. Oh, sweating like breaking rocks, you dumb, fat Irish prick. You don't have to. It doesn't have to get personal. It is personal. I'm sorry. Well, back to the news. The Wall Street Journal reports that movie theater chains are worried that the supply chain may lead to a popcorn shortage later this summer. Mm. What is happening to our world? God almighty, an executive from a popcorn supplier says supply will be tight.
Listen,
partially because
I'm
they're having to
popcorn.
Pay, they're having to pay farmers more to keep growing popcorn rather than switching to more lucrative crops like soybeans. It's like a supplement for corn.
This is true. The Ukrainian, the war in Ukraine has, you know, Ukraine is known as the world's breadbasket. So yeah, if they're not getting the right supplies, we have a problem.
Well, I know that last week the Brambleton Theaters in Loudoun County had started serving soybeans instead of popcorn. It's a good deal.
If the shortfall happens,
thank you, Oscar.
It could really hurt theaters already dealing with staffing issues and inflation. They need the profit from concessions. And it isn't just the popcorn itself. Theaters are also struggling to get the special bags that have the sheen linings that keep the butter from seeping out. To the tap, please. Of course, even if theaters are able to keep the kernels popping, this could mean they're going to need to charge more later on. This
Mike,
it's everything.
Some insight? Regal 16 Cape Cod walked in and nobody checked our ticket. So I went up to one of the teenagers behind the counter. I said, hey, do you want to scan this? And like, go ahead. No big deal. They don't have enough people.
Yeah, it's the world.
Wow.
It's the world right now. It's teenagers. What are they doing? What are they doing? They're playing video games and smoking the weed. That's what they're doing.
12 calendar months, we're all going to be forced to eat Jordan almonds at the theater, and it's going to suck.
Damn. And now a little something, something. After making a fortune selling jars full of her farts, 90 Day Fiancé star Stephanie Matto has now founded another unusual side business, hawking bottles of her boob sweat. The 31-year-old who was forced to suspend the sale of her flatulence following a heart attack scare back in January, came up with a new venture just in time for summer. And it's already providing a highly lucrative business for her. Here's her quote. If boob sweat is the new side hustle, I'm here for it, she said. It's going to be a hot girl summer, and my boobs are sweating. So let's bottle it and sell it. She's based in Connecticut, my home state.
Yeah.
She says it can take her just 15 minutes to produce a jar full of boob sweat if she's lounging by her pool on a sunny day. The best news of all, Pony Boy has a new collectible. That's very, very exciting, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's sad, though, Mike, is that she is also having trouble getting the proper bags.
Yes, the sheen.
The sheen.
The sheen on her bags. Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll come back with, I didn't tell you my last meal that I cooked for multiple people. I'm done. I will not cook again because I blew it. We'll be right back.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you d-goss.
I said good day.
No bummer summer. No bummer summer.
It's a no bummer summer.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Cornerstone. In order to calm inflation fears, the feds have raised rates with the largest single jump since 2000. Crazy times out there. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean to you? You'll probably need a mortgage loan in the future. Divorce, pregnancy, kids move away, retirement, kids move back, parent moves in, all this stuff. All of these things, plus many more, may indicate a need for a loan. When that happens, please take my advice and call somebody who will calm your fears in these crazy times. His name, Mark Livingstone. Woo! And his team at Cornerstone. They know what they're doing. Cornerstone First Financial, whether it's a purchase or refi, you need to work with a company you can absolutely trust. Mark and his team will make sure that you are the best prospect to a potential seller, and they'll obtain the lowest interest rate, all while giving you white glove concierge service. Call Cornerstone First Financial, voted one of the top 1% of mortgage lenders by Washingtonian Magazine and the number one choice of TMOS listeners. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. You know, when we work with Cornerstone, and we all have, I was thinking about the process. There are a lot of moving parts, especially when you're going to get a loan or you're going to do a refi. And just the competence, their pure competence really, really makes things easy for what is can be a very difficult situation. Yeah. I've worked with a bad mortgage company in the past, and it's just so – it's such a totally different experience when you work with Cornerstone. There really are only long-term local advertisers.
Yes.
Most of the time we have national advertising.
Yeah.
And so we really are, we're just very, very close to them. And they've been loyal to us forever. And we're really, really grateful.
However, they're operating in so many states now. I would almost call them a national advertiser.
Yes.
No matter where you are in the United States, make sure you check with them first.
So I didn't mention this about the weekend where we had a really nice mix of people. About 14 people came over. It was
a crowd.
It was such a stress-free afternoon where the only stress of the entire day was brought to the table by moi, by me. I was the one who showed my Irish ass early in the day. All right? So it can't be any easier. All right? We have had the grill for our house. It's come with us from the other house that we were here. It's a Weber.
It's fantastic.
It was left out in a hurricane. It has gotten banged up. It finally bought the farm where, due to some corrosion, it just wasn't worth repairing it. And I went out and I got a new gas grill. And we had cooked a couple of meals on it before this party was coming. So I'm kind of proud of it. I was out there
early in the
morning. Were you
able to rescue the tank from the old one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
absolutely
great.
The tank's been replaced a couple of times.
It's funny because this weekend I actually did the yearly maintenance on my Weber. And when I was scraping down the inside, hunks started falling off. And I said,
of corrosion?
Yeah. I said, wow, it has been 14 years. So I think this is the last season.
It's inevitable.
For it.
I mean, it's just going
to,
even
heat
if you cover
and
it
grease.
Up,
yeah,
you,
I mean,
you're going to get that. So I'm really, really excited because I'm a suburban. I'm pathetic. I'm proud of it.
This is grilling season.
Yeah.
I'm proud of, I go out there, I get the stainless steel cleaner.
Did you replace it with a Weber?
No.
Ooh, where'd you go?
Napoleon.
I don't know that brand.
It's the other brand they sell at Lowe's.
Ooh. I see.
I remember, we went to the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
Which was lovely.
Can I sound any more pathetic suburban than I do right now?
What's
and,
Napoleon?
Well, they're three. It's a little better than the Weber.
I need luck.
It's a little Weber than the.
Give me
it's
your
a little
tots.
Better than the Weber.
Come on.
Hey, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a suburban working with two suburbans. Look at them in their phones right now. This is the first time since 2018 they've been this interested in the show topic. This is it. This is the first.
Well, this is
time.
A new brand. We don't know this brand.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's been around for a while. It's been around. It's a nice, nice grill.
Did you get the Prestige series?
No. I got the other one. The one maybe.
Prestige Pro.
The Phantom Prestige?
Rogue.
I don't know.
Did you go Rogue?
Rogue.
I don't know.
There's a Rogue series.
Mike, this is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful looking grill. I thought you had stepped down, but I don't
think you have. This.
Oh, my God. Pricey.
Yeah,
I polished this.
Jesus Christ!
It's on level with a Weber, maybe a little more.
Oh, yeah, it's a little more than a good Weber is what it is. So
this
I didn't like
a Wolf range.
I didn't like the electronic ignition on the Weber. I had problems with it. I had to replace it twice.
Yeah, I had to replace mine once.
That's why are you laughing? No. What?
You know something is of top quality and more than just the grill, when they have a huge shield on their website that says lifetime bumper to bumper warranty.
Does.
See, that's how they get you, though. Yes. That's how they get you, Oscar. Grills don't have bumpers. Aha!
Yeah, lifetime bumper to bumper. And it was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And the Webers weren't. So I picked this up. I polish it the morning of people coming over. I take the...
I hate to interrupt again. Did you have to assemble it?
No.
Okay, good, good.
Mike's a man of means.
I understand.
So that's... I think it came with the thing, I think.
Okay, good.
What the f*** are you making me into a Rolls Royce driver? I bought a goddamn f***ing grill.
We're excited for your great grill.
I know grills are really hard to put together. That's the only reason I brought it up.
By the way, I had the wipers come over, wipe my ass, and put the grill together for
me. Totally misinterpreting our line of questioning.
All right. Can I just tell my friggin' story, God's sake?
Of course.
So I'm sitting there, and I go to Lowe's, and... The first time I was going to soak, I was so into this grill that I was going to soak the grates in Dawn and water solution so that I could make perfectly pristine grates. I did that between the first grilling and the second one. Turned out the 5-gallon bucket was not big enough to handle one of the grates, so it was a total waste of time to drive the... Now I knew what was up, what was what. So Sunday morning early, I drive to the Lowe's again, and I buy one of those plastic storage containers.
Yeah, tubs.
Fill that with water and Dawn, and I soak it all day. I soak that sucker all day. I look over at it. At one point, the water's got a copper color where all the grease and gribblies are coming off the grill. And then about an hour and a half before people were going to arrive, I ended up just putting it in the sink, and everything just fell off.
That's God great. Love that I've product, never heard you know? Of that before. That's fantastic.
It was magnificent. So everything's ready. It's clean. Maybe too clean. I'll get to this later. Okay. Much like an iron skillet. I don't want to run out of time here. Much like
break and finish up?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, my grill, you could eat off it. We have to take a break. Such a Rube Suburb.
Oh my God.
We entertain so rarely. It's like, I'm an idiot. I'm such an idiot. We'll take a break and we'll come back for a happy Memorial Day weekend.
So
clean. You're not supposed to say that, dumbass. We'll be right back. Oscar, we were discussing new digs at Podville. Tony is now going to be moving into your office. Tony, you're going to be living with the boss.
Turn that down a little bit, guys.
On April 11th, Pony Boy Matt
Turn that down
was
a little
asked
bit, guys.
To remove himself from his resident studio. Mm-hmm. That request came from his boss.
I would have to disagree.
With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the office of his friend Oscar Santana.
Oscar!
Can these two men share an office without driving each other crazy?
Yes. Follow their misadventures on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today and don't miss the exciting saga of Oscar and Pony, the pod couple.
Ever forward, Mr. Bloom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Nothing like gathering around a warm fire and a cool evening, and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Spend some time with family and friends and build lasting memories around a Solo Stove fire pit. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, you can relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency and minimizes smoke. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is ablazing in minutes. They're so confident that you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Right now, you can shop Solo Stove's best deals yet during their Memorial Day sale. Use promo code TMOS at solostove.com and you'll get an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com. Use our promo code TMOS.
You?
Oh, you've got one up at your brother's place?
Perfect night for it.
Yeah,
no problem.
That's awesome. Yeah, I noticed you were wearing the pullover
chilly
there.
Willy
so it's a little
today.
Chilly.
Chilly Willy.
$10 off. They're incredible Memorial Day discounts, but hurry. The Memorial Day sale ends June 6th. And since we're talking about Memorial Day, I am the Rube of Rubes because I do get excited. I'm proud of it. I'm showing off. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things where it must be a guy thing, kind of. You show off the grill.
Yeah.
You're kind of, nobody even notices. But it's like you
polish the thing up. One of the great adult toys. A grill. It is a beautiful adult toy.
I sent a text over to the team, just if I recall correctly. Mike, your last grill, and Rob, you can read it. I just want to make sure I have this correct, for, as memory serves. I'm not sure if I remember
correctly. I can concur with this.
Please, just go ahead. Go ahead.
It reads, if I recall correctly, this is from Oscar.
He's right.
Mike cleaned his last grill with a top-of-the-line Dyson vacuum.
He's right.
Yeah, I remember.
We have a new vacuum cleaner because I wrecked the other one because I sucked the
grease and the fat and the leavings.
Hey. I got a great idea here. Why don't you take your Dyson vacuum and stick it down inside your gross, greasy grill and watch your vacuum cleaner go.
Meanwhile, you're out there saying, of course it can handle. That's top of the line.
It was horrible. It was horrible. So this one's clean.
Yeah.
Just really super pristine. We got people coming over, and it's clean. It's great. I love it. And then people are coming over at 2 o'clock, and my guests are very punctual, some of them. And so we decide right when the last people get there, probably got there a little before 3, mm-hmm. boom, fire that baby up. Now, one of the nice things about this grill, it runs hot, runs nice and super hot.
That's awesome.
Mrs. O'Mara had made the burgers. Put like onion powder and garlic and onions and just made them into nice flavorful little balls. And, you know, they're these sweaty balls that are
marvelous.
They're not patties, okay? They're balls. And I said to Carla, I said, what's the protocol here? Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to cook meatballs. She says, use your best. I said, you know what I'll do? I'll take them and I'll put them on the grill. And I will compact them once I put them on the grill.
It's a technique called the smash burger.
Smash burger. So yeah. I fire up the grill. It's super hot. I put on almost all. I think there were 2 or 3 burgers that were raw and left on the platter that I didn't have room for on the grill. And I fire it up. And then maybe about a minute later, I go out and I compact it down. You hear the nice sizzle.
Yeah. The best.
And I walk away and I socialize a little bit. And I got the cover down and it's really hot. So when I lift the cover up, the meat's already kind of gray where it's sitting there. And then I decide, well, it's flipping time. It's flipping time. I decide I'm going to flip my burgers. And I go over. And I take a spatula, and I flip the first burger, and the spatula digs through the bottom 3/4 of the burger and just carves a perfect trench with the rest of the, with 1/4 of the burger that it has nuclear fused to the bottom of the grill. Mm. And every single burger. My grill was completely covered with ground beef.
Caked in meat.
There was nothing coming up. I don't know if it's because I should have compacted the patty the first time before I put it on, or that the grill was, I have no idea. The grill was too clean.
The grill was plenty hot, right, when you added the burgers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I guess so.
I thought you always have to add Pam to the situation.
No, a burger is fatty enough you shouldn't have to.
Well,
no,
no less than 10 people told me should have sprayed some cooking spray on it with it, because what I had done is I had degreased it with the Dawn and scrubbed it, and it was metal. It just didn't work. So I've got I not only am I now trying to cover up the burgers that have lost 1/4 of their value anyway, because they are there. It's now charred meat. Now the meat that is wedged in, and I'm talking about every inch of this grill is covered with ground beef that is now aflame. That is now. And so I walk in and I poke my head. And of course, I got Mark Miller, a radio guy, just like if you two were there
ready to let you have it.
And I lean and I go, Carla, could you give me a hand, please? Can you please come out and help me just for a second? thank you. And, you know, Mark always says, ooh. You know, he's talking to me. Ooh. Problems in Grill Town or something like that. You know, one of those things. And I meanwhile, you see the smoke that's,
no.
You know, seriously, it looked like a plane went down.
Yeah, because out all, my that, back, all the broken burger leavings are burning up now. They're burning.
It
you
was
can't
horrible.
Flip them.
And, but I saved it. I saved it, although the Costco ground beef, I don't know what I think Costco beef is suspect.
No,
when it comes to
not,
just
no.
You okay, bought
Rob, I know it's an inch from your house and I know it's where you go, but if
you're
you
buying
talk
the wrong
about
one.
Fine beef and good quality ground beef, it's bland, it doesn't it's
you're,
mealy.
The, you're buying
it's
the
not
wrong
good.
One. They have the 3-pack of the organic beef that absolutely destroys the prepacked in spades. It's so much better.
Well, I use the big glop of it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I use the Soylent Green pack.
Yes,
yeah. Bam.
That's not that, helping, Oscar.
When the
put
fourth person told me that, you know,
it
especially
literally
you
says
know.
Pam grilling.
Let me ask you, Mike. Yeah. Are the grates the actual grilling grates on your new
yeah.
grill? Are
uh-huh.
they cast iron? What is their material? Do you know?
They are. I think they're cast iron.
Okay,
so
they,
I think
then
that's why I should
need
not
to
have been able
to season. You need to season them, mm-hmm. and you can do this easily by rubbing them with a vegetable oil and leaving the grill on low for like 2 hours, and
that's
that will
a late
season
for
them.
That.
I know, but I'm thinking of the future.
Yeah,
the future.
Well, my mother-in-law made really nice potato salad, so that was it. But she's also the one that told me like 3 times she just sprayed the grill. Okay, why don't you cook the meat next time? You know, but I'm done. You know now that I have ruined 2 Christmas dinners by
no.
The one time where I read online that you can put a rib roast back in the oven once you turn it off to keep it warm, and I took it out, and it seriously looked like a shoe. It looked like a juicy gray shoe, and all people were saying to me, you know, it really tastes good, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's always
which
a nice thing
did.
To hear.
It did taste good,
still.
And it was moist, but it was like I ruined it. And hi, Zoolander. Who now every single holiday will make his sous vide perfect beef and put hi Mike at the end of his post. Every single time. Hi Mike, thank you Zoo.
What was the other Christmas dinner that you ruined? I don't remember.
I said the second rib roast. I effed that up too.
What about and also remember when you made the Paula
Deen? By the way, my daughter, my middle daughter,
yes.
comes down here. My youngest daughter comes down, makes a turkey like flawless,
standing on
just
her head,
knows
yeah.
exactly how to do it. I have relinquished my look. I'll still try to. I can grill a steak. I'm
yes.
not going to screw a steak up. I'm going to try not to do that. But when it comes to the pressure, you know, and I really what I did was when I think back on it, I took that ball of meat
that
testicle of
that
ground beef,
yeah.
and I mashed it down like really, really hard to make that. And Oscar's right; I should have sprayed a little something. That would have solved the seasoning yeah. problem if I did
but
that.
But still, you shouldn't be smashing it into the grill. If
no,
you smash it,
you know what? Make the patty.
Yeah, make
patty
the patty
cake.
Yeah.
Patty cake.
And
bad
as long as
cook,
the grill,
man.
As long as the grill is plenty hot. It should not stick in theory, even if it's unseasoned.
It's stuck.
But even
it's
if it,
stuck.
But if it's seasoned, you're off to the races.
I know. That doesn't do me any good now.
You
I
may
know
not want
seasoned.
To hear this, but if
yeah.
you're in a pinch, and I don't know if you're a fan or not, Mike. Mark Wahlberg's Wahlburgers, the pre-made burgers for the grill, are phenomenal.
Where do you get them?
Any grocery store in America.
I haven't
really?
Seen them.
Yeah.
Is it a frozen product?
It's a frozen product.
Oh, see, that's another thing I said, you know. That's where Mark Miller heard me say that too, I think. Where I ducked in, I said, should have gone frozen. Wouldn't have had this problem with frozen. Would have taken a little longer. You know? I love frozen burgers on the
yeah.
grill.
Yeah.
I love frozen burgers on the
yes.
grill. I really do. You don't need the fresh ground beef.
If you don't have a Bubba
patty.
Burger, if you don't have the Wahlburger, the Bubba Burger is a great frozen product as well.
Bubba Burgers, I've had that. I've used that. By the way, I've used the Kirkland frozen product.
Also
as well.
Great. Also great.
That works for me as well. No more fresh ground beef. No more cooking for me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that. I got a brand new grill outside, you know?
It's a Napoleon.
Grill stuff. What?
It's a Napoleon.
Yes. Here I am with my hand.
Then
in my
all
shirt.
The meat will stick because
otherwise,
I am Napoleon.
Total time spent.
Yeah.
Last guess, over 7 hours.
Whoa.
at the O'Mara household.
That's great.
That is heavy entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That is heavy entertaining. That is, let me see, not 1, 2, 3 children Michael's age beside him, total of 4 kids, hanging out in the pool, running around, all the rents just sitting around, having a little Marga, and then making the pivot to Miller Lite.
Did you buy a pitcher of Marga?
We got it from Mia.
Yeah,
Diamia. We got it from Diamia.
Marga from Mia.
Yeah. Number one comment to my wife all afternoon Sunday was, that topper. Topper. Put a topper on it. Topper on it. Yeah. Topper on it. And then I woke up on Monday, Memorial Day Monday, and I felt strangely decent. Actually felt pretty good. And didn't realize until maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon when we were all in bed, like sleeping, that maybe we'd had a little too much Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our little story.
That's the magic of Napoleon.
I'm going to have to give some serious thought to whether I cook for the public. I'll still try it with my family.
Of course.
But for the public, not quite sure.
You need some reps on that grill. Reps on the grill.
Reps.
I know. I'm going to get the grilling stuff. I'm going to get that. And I'm going to get the Wahlburgers. Life is good. Not. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will you?
We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight. Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is like a private members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled too!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Caddyshack promo. God bless you, Amato Twitch Studios.
Good guys.
Hey, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Let me ask you that. Well, I'll tell you why. Because every great day starts the night before, and knowing more about your sleep helps you achieve your best quality sleep. Sleep IQ data shows sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. By the way, did you know that May is Better Sleep Month? Isn't that great? Well, it's June now, so why am I telling you that?
It was Better Sleep
because
Month.
Because we forgot to do the new commercial.
The copy is still...
we're still doing the same job we did before we were going to die.
The copy is still valid, Mike. They want to
yes,
remind
sir.
You.
Oh,
that
it's
May
still
was.
Valid. Isn't that great?
They
Thank
want to
you.
Remind you that May
that's
was
good.
Proper Sleep Month.
Okay, that's right. May was Proper Sleep Month. No better time to try the Sleep 30 Challenge by Sleep Number, a 30-day sleep wellness program shown to improve sleep quality and change your sleep habits for the better. Check out this free program by visiting mysleep30.com. Most people see big improvements in their sleep by weeks 2 and 3, and quality sleep can help boost your energy recovery and well-being. So, be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Here's what I want you to know. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65. Carla remains at a 65. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Sleep Number, I want to thank you. This is Mike O'Mara telling you this. Thank you for your dedication to advertising on this program. We love you. We support you. We are glad to have you as an advertiser. And my crew will take our advertisers seriously in 2022. Okay?
Okay.
I really hope so. Thank you. All right, let me play the thing.
Play the thing. Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
As you travel from sea to signing sea, Mike, you will see that news anchors are always creative and they always have a clever spin on the news. Whether you're in the West or the East or down in Florida where you are, they always have something different to say.
It is June 1st.
Cannot believe it, can you?
You believe it is June 1st already.
Hard to believe it's June already, right?
Hard to believe June 1st is already here.
Hard to believe today is June 1st.
I can't believe it's already June.
Can you believe it's June 1st already?
It's hard to believe it's June 1st.
Hard to believe it's June 1st.
I can't believe it's June.
I know, June 1st.
1st.
I cannot believe it's June 1st.
Cannot believe that it's already June 1st.
Hard to believe it's June already.
It's June.
It is June.
Can you believe it's June already?
No, it's unbelievable.
Can you believe it that we're in June?
May went by quickly. It really did.
Holy cow.
Mike, not only is it June, there could be another montage, I'm sure, of all local weathermen saying, it's the beginning of meteorological summer. They love
you know,
saying
it's the beginning of down here. It's the, I think, yeah, it's the beginning of hurricane season.
Oh.
And we got not a hurricane, but a tropical storm brewing that is supposed to probably affect us by Friday. Mm. So who knows? But I don't think it's going to be anything other than a rain deal.
Okay.
But that's the first, actually, the first week. We're already getting something, and
but it'll be sheets of rain. It'll be a major rainstorm, right?
It's going to be lots of rain, but nothing else seriously yet.
Good. Oscar, I pulled this one for you.
Yes.
We've played mashups in the Soundtown segment before, but this is very clever because it's Eminem and the theme to Super Mario Brothers.
Mm.
So lose yourself in this.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Shoot me so mad we won't give up. That easy, no.
You gotta play this song.
So mad that he's close. It's helpful in the music. The moment you won't let you ever get a leg. Oh, oh. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. Hi.
There you go.
I was garbage. Wow. That was garbage.
You didn't
garbage.
Like that? I thought garbage. You liked that. Well, I know you'll like this because you actually submitted this. And this is Representative Tony Gonzalez from Capitol Hill gets the Mike O'Mara Show Award of the Week for not answering a question. This is him. He's talking on NBC to a in the field reporter named Garrett Hakey. And this is
Hake.
How
just Hake.
Hey, it's just Hake. This is how Gonzalez handles the question.
Why do you need to be able to buy an assault rifle?
You know, I think part of the conversation, we have to be unified. This country is not unified.
I want to go back to my original question. Why does an 18-year-old in Texas need to be able to buy an assault rifle?
The reality is this isn't a new topic. There has been a lot of legislation that's been out there.
You haven't answered my question, though. Why does an 18-year-old need an AR-15 in the state of Texas?
So this is how the legislative process works. Is Congress determines the laws. Right now, we have a Congress that won't talk to one another. There's so much rhetoric and hate.
There's so much rhetoric and hate. I got what I needed out of that, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm trying to be optimistic as far as moving the needle on this.
Right.
You know, as Reed said when we had him on the show last week, I'm not quite sure. I feel like this one's lingering, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
The more it lingers, the more we can keep the pressure on. To see if we can at least try some things and get legislatures to try different things. And who knows? But the deflections, this is 90% of the American people, okay? This is 90% of the American people. Not some stain, some asshat that's sitting there just beholding to the dollars coming in from the gun lobby or the fear of the yahoos that love their guns. People want to put their AK-47s on their living room floor and then have their fat wife pose in a bikini. I don't care about those people. I care about the 90% of people that want something responsible and reasonable. And let's just keep our fingers crossed. And if you're a praying person, pray too that we can maybe get something done. Every little bit helps. If you avoid one of these, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mike, here's some good news, a palate cleanser. They're bringing back a classic automobile in an electric format.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Kind of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
They're calling it the DeLorean Alpha 5. It's an electric automobile, and it has the classic gullwing doors, although it did not appear to be made of brushed stainless steel like the original car.
So, I'm in.
Wow.
I'm
DeLorean?
Cool. I'm
you know,
an electric DeLorean?
The one,
yes.
The one that I'm actually intrigued with also, I don't know if you've seen pictures of it, I get the... I get Motor Trend and Car and Driver. They're talking a lot about the Volkswagen minivan. Not the minivan, the van.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
old Volkswagen van that's going to be electric, and it just looks so cool.
So that's cool. A great idea.
So cool.
That's a great idea.
A lot
idea.
Of neat products on the horizon.
All right. Pony very rarely comes to me with like something from YouTube that he's really hot on, but he made me watch this yesterday. And Pony, he's already laughing. Mike, it was an unsold TV pilot starring Peter Boyle. It's from 1990. And before you listen to the audio, you have to know it's a talking dog show. And the whatever, it's not CGI. It might be a mixture of a real dog and a puppet. The effects are unfortunate, but I want you to hear the plot line of this 1990 unsold pilot that was called Puchinsky. Puchinsky on CBS.
Peter Boyle is a tough, ill-mannered cop who is run down in the line of duty. But that's not the end of his story. No, no. He's reincarnated.
Ha! Surprise!
As a streetwise bulldog in Puchinsky.
What are you going to do now?
Well, first I'm going to try licking myself, and then I'm going to catch my killer.
The talking dog teams up with his astonished former partner to put the bite on crime. It's touching.
Look at me. I've become a dog. It's all sinking in now.
It's poignant.
But it's life. It's precious life.
It's unforgettable.
You're a dog.
I'm a cop. This is ridiculous.
Now, all I can surmise is that if the series, if the series was picked up, all I can surmise is that the plot arc would be a dog trying to find the man who killed him when he was a person?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Revenge.
But I do like Beverly Hill the Beverly Hill Cop ripoff soundtrack is great. It's very funny. 90s looking. But thank God Everybody Loves Raymond came around and saved
Puchinsky.
Peter Boyle. Because Peter Boyle's a good actor.
Good Lord.
It was never picked up, which means it's still out there.
Still out there. Get the rights.
Get the rights. Netflix. Grab it. Puchinsky. Netflix. It'll be a heavier adult version of Puchinsky. Like, sort of like Euphoria. We'll close with this. Jimmy Kimmel. There's so many canceled flights because travel was full blast over the weekend, and yet almost as if the airlines weren't ready for it. Jimmy Kimmel has an idea for canceled flights, and Oscar, I thought you'd appreciate this.
Thousands of flights were canceled over the weekend because of COVID and other issues, but the airline said that most passengers who got delayed were booked on later flights, which, you know, it's fine, but here's where this is not fair, because when we try to change a flight, even when we have COVID, there's a fee for making a change. There's a penalty. You have to pay like $200. Shouldn't it go the other way, too? I do charge a fee for any changes. That's my policy. And I'll take your credit card number when you're ready.
That's what you should have tried, Oscar. Mike, that's all I got.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town. That's it. We got to get out of here. I want to thank our very, very good friend, Mr. Scott Spindler, for joining us on the Talking Head segment today. If you would like to be a Talking Head, you can send your information along with a phone number,
please,
to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we would love to hear from you. We love talking to our listeners, especially if we get a chance to mix with them and find out what you're all about and what you do. We got to get out of here. We will talk to Oscar next Monday.
Yes.
And Oscar, I will see you in about a week and a half. And
yes,
enjoy the rest of your vacation. And Rob will be back with me tomorrow for an all-new episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.